Hey everyone, I'm Yusuf, a rising sophomore at MIT, studying AI and business analytics. This summer, I've been working on building AI tools that make it easier for people to access healthcare and using machine learning to pull insights from US lobbying data. I'm really interested in how AI intersects with everyday life and what it means for the future we're building.
Hey everyone, I'm David Castillo. I'm also a rising sophomore, but not at MIT. I'm at UChicago studying business economics and urban studies. So this summer, I've also been working with AI, but instead of building, I've been implementing a lot of AI into business, media, and just seeing how those things intersect. This podcast, we're going to dive into how AI is being used by different industries like the finance industry, health, and overall, how it's being used by the entire world right now and what that means for each of us. And today's topic is the famous breach of the T-App.
Yeah, so David, give me the rundown. What happened with the T-Breach?
So, boom. I first heard about this on Friday. I had no idea what the T-App was, but then my TikTok For You page just became flooded of what happened with the app. So, the T-App is just an app for women to use so that they can educate themselves about men that they're dating. So, on the app, they have the ability to post pictures of men that are already available on social media and other dating apps, and they can just leave a review. They can explain that the guy did something shady, that the guy was cheap, things like that. And women overall are using it for safety. So the app was breached. It's been horrible for all the users using it. And 72,000 photos were leaked, including 13,000 government IDs and selfies caused by an unsecured Firebase storage. Like, it wasn't even a breach. They just left the doors wide open, which is horrible for these women because now people are directly doxing them. So there has been a website that has been posted online in which people are directly taking the information from these driver's license, from these accounts, and just posting it online and doxing every user, which is incredibly unsafe for these women.
Yeah, most definitely. T's big promise when making the app was that they marketed it as a safe space for women, that, you know, they could review men anonymously, verify any red flags, and it's an app only for women. So in order to be verified to use the app, you have to like submit a selfie of yourself and it'd be verified using AI. And T made this claim that all the images were deleted right after approval. But what really happened was that all the images were actually stored in an unsecured database. So they did lie about not deleting the photos. And all these photos are in an unprotected database, which made them such a vulnerable target for hackers to just go in and take all of it. So, I mean, like, the question here is, like, really, is it ethical to say that, like, you know, like, are they going to delete all these verification images and then just keep them just in case? Because that was their argument. T's argument when prompted about this was that they kept them just in case for law enforcement or to keep tabs on cyberbullying if any cases were to come up. And the question here is just really, like, was that really the right thing to do? Because look at the situation they're in now.
Yeah, it really is a shame because the app developer, Sean Cook, was inspired by mother's online dating dangers. So in 2023, when he launched the app, the goal was to help women, you know, like the app doesn't have a malicious intent of exposing men or doing anything like that. He just wants to help women. And inclusively, 10% of the revenue is pledged to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is an amazing thing to do. But unfortunately, there is just no safety parameters at all, which has led to this. And a bunch of other features have actually had been in the news beforehand, before even the breach happened, because a lot of men who are on the app are upset because a lot of the image searching is on public sex offender database checks. So if you're a man who is on that database, you're just directly exposed, and a lot of people feel like their data is being unrightfully provided to people and they're invading their privacy. But when you agree to these things online, you're in the fine print, you're agreeing for your picture to be posted into these websites. So not only are you doing something that causes you to be on the public sex offender database, but you also don't really have a legal standing to demand people to take your pictures off the internet when you were already posting them on the internet. A lot of the things that also made a lot of men upset is because of the Tea Party group chat feature for anonymous reports. So similar to a lot of Facebook groups in which women are posting, "Hey, are we dating the same men?" and they're just describing to see if a man is cheating on them or if they're dating multiple women at once. The group party chat was allowed for women to identify the men in the same area are doing the same things. So men were identified via green flags or red flags, essentially a Yelp for dating. And a lot of men online, including Reddit, find that to be incredibly debasing, and they're just complaining about being rated on an app and having their pictures posted without their consent, which honestly, I can see how it can be valid to have concerns about having your picture posted online without your consent. But at the same time, you are posting those pictures. So when you're posting that picture on Instagram, on Tinder, whatever that dating profile is, you're already agreeing for that picture to be readily available to the public. So you already lost that right, right? And at the same time, if you're doing something that is getting you on these databases, then it's best for women to know that, because at the end of the day, you're a predator. So it's incredibly unsafe for you to be left unchecked without any consequences. It's best for women to communicate to each other and to ensure that they're in a safe space with you.
Yeah, like most definitely. Could you tell me more about like the legality of it, of like whether it's like right for men to report that their images are being used on this app? Because like since it's a woman only app, like they're not the ones that's posting.
Yeah, so.
These women are taking images that they find or that they've taken off of social media or taken on their phone and posting it and talking about these men behind their back because like they're not aware. Some of them might not even be aware that they're on the T app being discussed or rated. So, how does legality come into it for like defamation lawsuits or even just like defamation of character?
Yeah, I was telling you earlier that I was doing a lot of research on it because I remember watching The Social Network, the movie about Mark Zuckerberg and how he made Facebook. And in his early career as a sophomore at Harvard, his very first website that he made was Face Smash, Mark Zuckerberg, I'm referring to. And he got a lot of backlash because he had used Harvard's like directory for the pictures of these women. And it was essentially the same thing as T. But instead of tea being made for the safety of women, Mark Zuckerberg had made that website so that men could rate women based on their appearance and to rate them on a hot or not scale, which is incredibly unethical because not only are you taking these pictures illegally, but you're putting them out there for and a really stupid reason, you know? So that was immediately taken down by Harvard because he was just going directly into the database and taking those pictures. Whereas this is different, these pictures are already readily available. But nevertheless, I was curious to see what these laws really implicate about the T app, because I was questioning like whether or not the app could even be running, you know, because at the end of the day, there are pictures being put out there without people's consent. So after doing some research, I figured out that the app does stay mostly within US legal bounds due to user-generated contact protections, specifically under Section 230. T facilitates the posting of men's photos without consent, but again, as I keep saying, it's often pulled from public social profiles or dating apps. So the app is not violating any privacy laws if photos were originally shared publicly. So there also are some practical challenges. There are no laws against reposting your Tinder profile. You've made it readily available, so nothing's stopping anybody from using that picture. But inviting criticism and adding extra context to these images does make the line blurrier. So this is where a lot of men are complaining about being doxxed, about being embarrassed, and about having their private information out there. This comes from their concern of being publicly defamed. But defamation is overall hard to prove legally unless false info is published as fact and causes demonstrable harm. So if a woman is posting an image of a guy she went on a date saying that, "Oh, this guy was cheap. He didn't pay for my latte." The guy can be embarrassed about it. Like, obviously, like if you're inviting a girl on a date, you're gonna want your latte to be purchased. That's just the gentlemanly thing to do. But at the end of the day, that's not gonna cause you any harm, you know? Like, she's posting that to not defame your character, but to let other women know that you might be a cheap guy, you know? But where the line gets blurrier is when guys are complaining about being called like creeps and having women say like, oh, I think this guy's he's gonna like sexually offend me, like things like that. So guys are apprehensive against this because even though it might not be true, it's still the girl's opinion. So if the girl finds you creepy, the girl finds that you were being a little too touchy or things like that, and she shares that to others, it might not be the factual thing, but at the end of the day, it's her opinion. So this is where the blurriness comes into play, because even though she's presenting that information as factual, at the end of the day, still her opinion. So you can't really do anything about that. She's just presenting that information onto others and to help them inform their dating choices. But it's not like she's directly presenting something as fact to destroy your image and to cause physical harm to you.
Yeah, 100%.
But sorry to cut you off, but I just kept digging and digging because a lot of like the Reddit conversations and the conversations I see online are from a lot of men who are just angry that a lot of their information is posted. So I'm like, okay, do they have any kind of basis for this nonsense? Like, is there any kind of like standing that they have to sue the T app, to sue women, things like that? And this is where that Facebook group chat that I mentioned earlier comes into play about men being upset about that as well. So actually, in that Facebook group chat, am I dating the same guy? Someone historically tried to sue Meta and about 27 women in that group chat for defamation, and they were unsuccessful. So defamation is clearly not the way to go if these men want any sort of consequence for what these women are doing. But a way that they can go about it is criminal exposure. So as we all know, doxing is illegal online. If you post somebody's address, it's a crime. You can't do that. So it could apply to some cases in the app in which women are doxing specific men, but it varies state by state. So laws in New Jersey are not as inclusive as laws elsewhere, you know? So it all depends on where that man comes from or where that woman comes from. And they're hard to enforce without clear malicious intent. And clearly the app doesn't have malicious intent. The app just wants women to be safe.
Yeah, 100%. A lot of breakdown there. I think to your point about how men are really like dealing with this, like you said, women are entitled to their opinion because if a man made
Everybody's
any
entitled to
image,
their opinion, you
well,
know?
yeah, 100%. If a guy made his images readily available on the internet, then it's free game for these women to use. Yeah, and some of these men's biggest concerns is like, if their name is being tarnished by being called like a creep or like cheap or, things like that, just being like their name being violated online. And then, like you said, like the woman, they aren't they there isn't really grounds to have any sort of consequence because they're entitled to their opinion and the men made their profile readily available. So when you said that, what immediately came into my mind was how like if there was any possibility that the T app could be abused, for like maybe like if a woman wanted to like get at a guy that maybe she had like some disagreement with, and like her immediate thought was to just like, oh, let me go tarnish his name by saying this and this about him, even if it weren't true. And then nothing to hold her accountable because it's completely legal, regardless of the fact of whether it's true or not. So, and clearly we've seen that, these men who are pursuing defamation cases on this, it hasn't been successful. So the question really comes down to like, it boils down to like whether like is the T app like detrimental to men? Like it might be helping women with their finding dating safety, but it comes at a cost, and there's definitely the potential for it to be abused and used in the wrong way than it's intended for.
Yeah, a lot of the controversy comes from a lot of men just being offended. But at the same time, they have to understand that the goal of the app isn't to be malicious. The goal is to make people feel safe. And a lot of the reactions to people being doxxed, which is an incredibly unfortunate thing for these women who were just looking to feel safer, to have all their information leaked online, a lot of the reactions from people is really just really sad to see. You know, people are like, the doxxers became the doxxed. People are showing no empathy at all. They feel vengeful. Even the people that posted this and made a website to directly leak the addresses and to be readily available for people who like want to cause harm to them at the end of the day. It's terrible to see that, you know, like that's not what you want to see from this. You want to see progress. You want to see people's information not getting breached this easily in 2025. Yeah, and it's just really sad to see that they're getting doxxed. And I see that a lot of the information online and a lot of the backlash that the T app is receiving is because they were vibe coding. So can you tell me a little bit more about vibe coding, and how it works, and why it was just so easy for these people to just take information from T, post it online, and there was no kind of protection? Like, that's incredible for me. And the big 2025, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, 100%. It's like absolutely blasphemous, right? And then like, like you said, like it has to do with them vibe coding. So like just looking at this from a bigger picture, we want to know how did this happen, right? So as I was saying earlier, in order to use the app for women to use it, they have to upload a picture of like their face to prove that they're a woman. It'll be verified by an AI. T told all these women that that image would be deleted and not saved for any purposes, and they lied. All the images were saved. Their excuse for doing that was that they would save it for any cases of like cyberbullying or legal disputement, or if any sort of like authority agency needed it for like any case or anything, they could provide that, which is not what they told the woman, which is 100% a breach of privacy. Now, it's one thing that they're already lying and like saving these images. Now, what they saved it in is something called a Firebase bucket, and what that is it's like a cloud storage folder. It has to be explicitly secured. The thing is that T's wasn't. Anybody with a URL could access it, open it, and see all 72,000 of these
All you
pictures.
needed was the URL.
Yes,
Yo.
it's insane. And these photos, they were uploaded to this public storage folder with no authentication whatsoever. The developers, they didn't encrypt it, they didn't restrict access. So if you really think about it, this wasn't a hack. T wasn't hacked. It was just negligent
Left the doors
architecture.
wide open. They said,
Yeah.
please take the information. I have no problem with it.
Exactly. They have nobody but to blame but themselves. They developed this platform that's supposed to help women and protect them and provide safety when their entire platform is unsafe. They left the doors wide open, like you said. Anybody could come in and steal all of the information.
Anybody
And
can
like,
come in and drink the tea, man. They left the tea
exactly.
unprotected.
Exactly. And then to talk more about the concept you said, vibe coding, right? It's become more of a meme, I want to say, on social media about vibe coding. A lot of people think it's not real coding. It's assisted coding. And especially on like things like Reddit, you'll see these things like about how it's such a meme about like, people are building all these apps with aesthetics and intentions, but the problem is that there's no real security practices. Like nowadays, I want to say that like a lot of college students are considering pursuing startups, right? And a lot of these things are just like honestly just GPT wrappers. Like whatever idea they're building, they're making a startup just straight off of GPT code. And they expect it to blow up. And maybe some of it is assisted with vibe coding, like assisted coding. And yeah, they're making these like things that look so cool. Like the UI is beautiful, everything is working nice, but there's no security behind it because you didn't build any of this. Like it was all assisted, right? So yes, you have an amazing idea, but you have to protect it. If you're gonna release this to the public, you need to have make sure that there's some security behind it. Because like look at this one, like millions of people are probably gonna be affected by this now. 72,000 images, are you kidding me? That is like absolutely insane. And now people are getting doxxed. People's information have been breached and now it's being used against them. So there might be a serious lawsuit coming against T soon because they lied about whether the photos were gonna be saved or not,
There's
right?
definitely going to be a lawsut.
So
Definitely. No
that's where it
shot that they're
stems
not
from.
getting
That's where it
sued.
stems from. It
But
stems from,
yeah.
honestly, just the integrity of the company.
I do some vibe coding myself. Like, I think it's like honestly a tool. Like, you want to make something and things that would have taken 5 weeks, not even like 5 years ago, you can just do it like this. But I feel like when you're making an app, promoting it to consumers, providing it to people, acting like you're providing such a great service. Yeah, the app didn't have any malicious intent, whatever. You have an ethical responsibility to make sure that these people are safe. Like, it's honestly really ironic. The whole point of the T app was, I want to make women feel safe. That's a great, great message to provide to people. You want people to feel safe. You want women to feel safe, especially in this day and age. But if you want them to feel safe, how are you not taking your part and actually keeping their information safe? Like, it's incredible to me how the whole idea of the app was for them to be safe, and then all their information gets leaked like this, and now they're not safe. Like, even regardless of going to date a creep or going to date someone who might cause harm to them or isn't trustworthy, regardless of that, put that to the side. Their information is just on the internet. So people on the internet can just go, literally just show up at their house, which is just an incredibly terrible thing for them to do. Like, it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a big breach of privacy. It has, like I said, it has everything to do with the company's integrity. They promised something that they didn't have. And like, when you look at this, like, of like the aftermath, like the cultural fallout, like T was marketed as like this feminist, anti-toxic dating app, and the result is like this massive doxing event that targeted the same woman it claimed to protect, right? Like, if you look at like the backlash on social media, like users are saying that this was always a risk. Like, I've seen posts on Reddit saying that like storing any type of government ID on any app is like insane. It's only a matter of time until it gets leaked. Like, you cannot be trusting any of these apps, right? And then like, when you think of how these people are getting doxxed and where the information is going, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of this. There's a platform called 4chan, which like I like watching like true crimes, and in a lot of these like true crime documentaries, I'll see that like all this like illegal communication or things relating to whatever crimes people are committing, it always happens on there. It's like a site that it's like almost used for that, right? And like the platform that is infamous for harassment, which would be 4chan, it ended up being the treasure trove of all these selfies, government IDs that was marketed by a safe space app. Like, is it ironic? Or I mean, like, yeah, at this point, is it inevitable? Because like, if AI is continuously developing, right, it's getting better at making these like code, vibe coding is like becoming more popular, it's becoming a lot more easier to make amazing apps like this from what they marketed. But if we're not careful, if we're not thinking about the future, the security, what we're promising versus what we're giving, there's massive security risks like this. And like, honestly, just like from this, like I would think about like what are like lessons for like founders and users, and like for devs, is like if you're storing personally identifiable information, especially ID scans, a picture of someone's face or government ID, you have to encrypt it. You have to limit access, set deletion policies that what you will eventually execute. You can't promise safety if you haven't engineered it. And that's exactly what T did. They promised this safety, they didn't engineer it, and then when they release it to the public, what can they expect? Everything is taken, everything is breached, and now people are getting doxxed. People are in unsafe situations now because of this lack of integrity and lack of safety in their app. And then even just for users, these apps, they aren't just selling you convenience. They're asking you to trade your face, your ID, your trust. They are asking for that to get like the service they're offering. But you really have to think about like, users need to also be more self-aware of maybe looking into it more, reading the fine print a little bit more often of like, is this really a trustworthy thing that I'm doing, instead of just giving it away just like this? Because like, this is an amazing example of like how just like negligence to these kind of things can really lead to dangerous scenarios.
No, yeah, it's really upsetting, especially in this day and age where, like a year ago at my internship, it was like, why are you using ChatGPT to do this? Why are you using AI to do this? Do it yourself, you know? And in just 1 year, you have entire apps. Not the number one app on the App Store, the number one app on the App Store built solely on AI, which is an incredible change in just a year to me, because it goes from, why are you using ChatGPT? Do it yourself, to why aren't you using ChatGPT to do it? And as founders, as people in general, as companies, as CEOs, as CFOs, whatever, whoever you are, if you're using AI, I feel like it's your responsibility to think about the safety behind it. It's your responsibility to acknowledge that what you're doing might not be safe for your company, might not be safe for your consumers. And if you're going to use AI, to do it the right way. It's honestly not that hard to put these security precautions, to have these permissions enabled, to have them disabled for certain people, to not just leave the doors wide open for anybody to just walk in and take in all the information they need and just walk out without any consequence. It's honestly so upsetting to see, especially for T, who offer protection, but at the cost of 72,000 images. Its failure has exposed app security, legal frameworks, and just cultural norms between just people online. How the lack of empathy that these men have showed, anything that these women have encountered, has just completely gone down the drain because they've been exposed. And it's just really sad to see that the founders didn't think about that. And I, like you said, I just hope that this is a learning lesson for future founders, it's a learning lesson for the app, And I just can't imagine all the questions that have arisen from this incident.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I agree with all of that 100%. I mean, like, and honestly, just like, just to like tie it all together here, like, this wasn't just some like shadowy black hat attack. It was a preventable mistake made by people who didn't think that they were building something dangerous. I mean, like, I totally understand that T's mission here was, anti-toxicity, providing safety for these women, but they didn't think about the security behind it, right? And I mean, like, just to tie it into like, like today with AI, how it's becoming so much more advanced and how everything is being built using it. Like you said, like the number one app on the App Store is just solely built on AI, right? Like, as AI and trust tech becomes so much more central to our lives, this breach is just going to always remind us that, like, it's not enough just to build for good intentions. We have to build for reality. Because as good as those intentions are, and as amazing as the idea is central to society, we have to really think about, is it going to be safe? And are people still going to be protected? Because everything is fully automated now, fully online, and fully using technology and AI. So we just always need to keep security in mind. I think that's the biggest lesson to take away here.
That's the best way to end this first episode of our podcast. I'll go ahead and wrap us up. For the listeners, my question to you guys is, what do you think, honestly? Like, just the T app specifically, is should this app be on live still? Is this app necessary? And for founders, for people like me and you, Yusuf, for students, think about AI, Think about what it means to use AI so oftenly and how can it be safe, Just think about that. Don't just use AI for the sake of it. Don't just have an agent in your company because it optimizes the workflow. Think about safety, because look at what's happened to all these poor women who were just looking to be safe. Now, all of that down the drain, and it's just really sad to see. So, thank you everybody for tuning in to our first episode. More in the future to come, and this has been the New Wave.
Thank you everybody for joining. Thank you for listening. It's been amazing. First episode with the New Wave.
Yes,
Stay
sir.
tuned.
Stay tuned.